MSO News. Giving voice to the North Shore, this is North Shore Today for Tuesday, October 10, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore with today's headlines. Staffing issues stop additional trains for Salem. Bishop Fenwick sues the MIAA.
I'm Bill Newell, and later in sports, we'll look at local volleyball and football. Rick?
All right, Bill, thanks. Mix of clouds and sun today, low 60s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 9:22 p.m. Last week, the MBTA announced additional trains to serve Salem during the October events in the city. Today, Salem News reporter Dustin Luca writes that the plan is on hold due to staffing shortages at the MBTA. Bishop Fenwick High School is going to court to sue the MIAA for its ban on the school's participation in postseason tournament in all sports. The Salem News reports that the 18-page filing is an emergency motion for a preliminary injunction to stop the ban. The two candidates running for mayor in Beverly spoke at a forum last week in the city. They were asked their opinion on the ballot question that would change the length of term for mayor from 2 years to 4 years. Jamie Zarella said that he was in favor of keeping the two-year term.
I look at it this way, if you're doing a really good job, then you shouldn't have a problem getting reelected for another 2 years. If you don't do a good job, well, 2 years' time, the citizens of the town or the city that you're running for election will make that decision for you. So I definitely oppose the four-year term.
Current Mayor Mike Cahill spoke in favor of the four-year term.
Any community that has moved from a two-year, only communities only move from 2 to 4 years. I've never seen it happen the other way. So, and in our region, the terms in Newburyport, Lynn, and Salem are four-year terms, while the terms in Gloucester, Peabody, and Beverly are two-year terms. I've always shied away from talking about it because it feels a little self-serving for somebody in office to be kind of giving an opinion on it. But, you know, one of the big concerns that people have with four-year terms is the sense that if we get stuck with somebody who's really bad, what do we do about it? And I think you'll see that there is a recall component in any charter. And it's really, the recall is really only meant to be used if somebody is, you know, ethically or legally way over the line. It's not meant to be used if somebody doesn't agree with, you know, with how somebody's doing the job. That's meant for, you know, for the regular elections, but.
Beverly Mayor Mike Cahill. The city of Lynn is gearing up to implement an unarmed response team. The Daily Item reports today that stakeholders have been meeting in the city to discuss the plan. Mayor Jared Nicholson told the Item that creating an unarmed response team has been a major goal of our administration. The Coast Guard responded Monday to a schooner that was reportedly demasted, injuring 4 of the 33 people aboard, approximately a mile east of Rockland Harbor in Maine. Personnel aboard the Grace Bailey, a 118-foot schooner, contacted the Coast Guard Sector Northern New England Command Center around 10 a.m., requesting assistance after their mast reportedly broke and fell onto the deck, causing head and back injuries to 4 people. One person has died as the result of injuries. And Cape Ann Museum's groundbreaking and record-setting exhibition of works by artist Edward Hopper is sold out. The Gloucester Times reports that the show will be closing October 16 and that there are no more available tickets. Other museum galleries are, of course, open. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSO News Sports. News updates throughout the day. Great local sports coverage. Giving voice to North Shore newsmakers.
This is MSO Sports. I'm Bill Newell. Up next for the Patriots, a game Sunday in Las Vegas against the Raiders. The team got the day off yesterday. Coach Bill Belichick, why the day off yesterday?
Well, we switched around from Monday to Tuesday, so Switch your schedule around a little bit.
The Celtics have a preseason game tomorrow night in Philadelphia versus the 76ers. The Bruins open their season tomorrow night at the Garden against the Chicago Blackhawks. Two undefeated high school football teams clash on Friday. It is Linfield at Amesbury. Linfield coach Pat LaMusta, although Amesbury will always want to run the ball, a well-timed pass can kill you.
You know, when I think about big plays they've had against us, they've done passes because they'll lull you to sleep with the run. And then next thing you know, there's a power back or a fullback running down the seam. So it's just they eat up the clock, and you know, and they mix in the passes at the right time. It's a great offense, and they run it well. And it's a physicality game too, right? So I'm looking forward to see how our guys match up physically, and you know, because I think it's a trenches game too. In terms of D linemen and tight ends and defending tight ends, and so I'm looking forward to that part of it too.
Linfield coach Pat LaMusta. Here is Amesbury coach Colin McQueen on the matchup with Linfield.
Yeah, they're a great program, and they have been. You know, they've got great numbers. I think they're one of the only teams, probably them and Essex Tech, I think, that have more than two levels of football in the Cape Ann League. Numbers are down everywhere. They never are there. They got plenty of dudes, and they got great athletes. So we'll have our hands full, certainly. But, you know, we feel that whenever we stick to our plan, we stick to our identity, and we can play mistake-free football, we get a chance to be in any game. So we're hoping for a competitive one like we've gotten in the series over the last couple of years. We're hoping for an exciting one on Friday night.
So how would you define Linfield as a team as far as what they try to do? What do they do that might be a little bit different than some of your other Cape Ann League opponents?
They're just highly skilled. You know, they're an explosive offense. They can score from distance. They bring a pretty tough mentality in terms of how they scheme against us defensively. You know, because Coach Flaherty's been around for long enough that he's one of the few coaches that we face that they've seen the wing tee, they've seen the straight tee, and he knows how to defend it. So they always have a good plan defensively coming in against us. We just got to stick to what we do and continue to try to move forward. But offensively, it's just playmakers everywhere, you know, and that's what it always has been. That quarterback's a great decision maker. He does a great job with his feet extending plays, and he hits open receivers, and they can make you pay if they get out in open space.
We do have a special post up on our website from the weekend on Amesbury football, so do check that out. In high school volleyball, Peabody 11-1 will be taking on a very tough Marblehead team today. This is Peabody coach Lisa Keene.
Another very well-coached team. They have some strong service, strong hitters, and, you know, just like us, they're working at their practices every single day, becoming better and better and better. So sometimes when you face another team the second time, it's not the same team you faced the first time. So we have to be mentally prepared, physically prepared for that.
Keene adds that Danvers and Marblehead are both very good teams out of the Northeastern Conference.
Danvers and Marblehead are definitely two of the top teams right now, one loss each. They haven't played each other yet, so that'll be a really great match, I'm sure. The Danvers match, we started two down to start, as well as the Newburyport game, which we also started two down to start the game. Danvers is always a great team, great coach by George Levasseur. And coming back from two down and winning the next three only showed me how much grit, how much the guts that my team has, and how they really had to dig deep and come back. You know, a lot of teams would like to say, well, we're done. We've lost two. What's the point of the next one or the third or the fourth one? And they don't have that mindset at all.
Peabody volleyball coach Lisa Keene. The Lynn Classical volleyball team is 11-1. Up next for them is a match on Wednesday against Lynn English. We will have plenty of local football coverage all week on the website leading up to this weekend's games. This is North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore. Have a great Tuesday, everybody. With Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thanks for joining us.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.